Fellas, they're just going to comment tonight on winning the bronze medal.
Very happy, very happy. So, competition was very hard because if you remember how it's everything started from the first day, second day, and today, so that's because it's very difficult competition. It's one time in the 4 years. Everybody knows this, and nervous power. So because I know what everybody ready for this competition, but if you don't have enough emotion, what you needed to for the skiing, for this clean skiing, so it's that's what you saw yesterday on the on the OD, because that's everybody want to be stay on the podium. That's like first time in my life. Like everybody skied yesterday, so people falling on the ice.
Ben and Tanith, I'm just going to ask you to comment on winning the silver medal and the fact that it's the first medal in 30 years for the U.S. in ice dancing.
It's absolutely amazing, and I think that I really feel that this medal is, it really belongs to a lot of people who put in just years and years and years of hard work and dedication in the sport. You know, teams who came before us who never were able to break through, and I think that we've always been inspired by them. And I was saying that I really feel that this medal doesn't belong just to us, but it belongs to a lot of people who came before us, who put in years and years of hard work and dedication, you know, building the sport of ice dancing in the United States. Amazing coaches like Igor and Marina, who have just spent their entire lives, it seems, building teams and trying to make the best skaters that they possibly could. And we definitely wouldn't be here without all those people.
I don't think that we've really fully experienced all the emotions that we will once we kind of settle down and realize what we've accomplished. But as Ben said, we're certainly very grateful for everyone who helped us come this far. And it's been a long year, and this was certainly the most challenging performance I've ever given, just because of all the heightened pressures that come with the Olympic Games and the hurdles that we've had to overcome to get here. We certainly felt a lot was riding on our shoulders, so we're proud to be able to come out with a medal and say that it was all worth it.
Can you talk about the emotions of winning this medal, what it means to you? And also, do you think this is a breakthrough in the sense that will it take another 30 years for the U.S. to win a medal in ice dancing?
I know for a fact that it will not take another 30 years, because if anyone had the opportunity to witness our U.S. National Championships this year, you would be so impressed with the depth that ice dancing has obtained in the U.S. And our entire senior dance event and the junior dance event as well was really, really exciting, and exciting for us to watch as well, to see how far it's come. So I think that it will be less time in between the medals now for the United States. And I think that we have junior skaters right now who are eagerly nipping at our heels for our position, and in the next few years we'll see them come up.
And your emotions.
Wow, I don't even know where to begin. It's been, like Hannah said before, it's been a very up and down year with emotions. We weren't sure that we were even going to be here. And to now be here and be have a medal around our neck is just amazing. And it's hard to put into words, but it's really wonderful.
I think that we'll have more emotions. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I think that we'll have more emotions when we get to see our parents tonight, because they were the ones that started us out in the sport. And now to share this moment with them, it'll be really exciting.
Рабочая газета «Украина», Михаил Волобуев. Сердечно, ребята, от всей спортивной журналистов поздравляем вас с замечательной победой, замечательным результатом. А вопрос вот какой. Когда последняя пара выступала французская, и появилась первая оценка за технику у них, оказалось чуть выше, чем у вас. Что вы почувствовали? Оставалась еще вторая оценка. Это первый вопрос. И что для вас эти вечера здесь в Полонаре? Спасибо.
The gentleman will interpret the question first. Yeah.
So this is Рабочая Газета, and the journalist congratulates the couple with this excellent result. And the question is, what did you feel when the French couple got technical scores which were a little bit higher than yours, and there was another score coming. So what did you feel at that moment, at that particular time?
Конечно, мы очень переживали всю разминку, начнем даже не с французов, а как бы после того, как мы откатались, это было, конечно, ожидание, это самое тяжелое. И, конечно, мы ждали оценок и видели, что техническое немножко выше, чем наше, но как бы это все быстро происходит, поэтому результат появился довольно быстро, мы были очень довольны.
То есть ждать долго не приходилось?
И, конечно, эта Олимпиада для нас последняя, и это был как очень ответственный турнир для нас. Хотелось все-таки взять медаль, и для нас этот был путь довольно тяжелый в спортивной карьере. Мы шли к нему очень долго. И...
Дошли.
Да, дошли, конечно, мы очень рады.
So, even if we take aside the French couple, during the warm-up session, we already were a little bit anxious and nervous. And of course, when we were waiting for the results, we were also very nervous. But, you know, everything goes so quickly. So the technical score, you're right, it was a little bit higher than ours. But then right away we found out about the next score, and it was fine. You know that this Olympic game is the last Olympic games are the last Olympic games for us, and we really wanted to win a medal. We wanted to have a victory because for us it was a very hard and long journey, but finally we arrived at the final destination, and we have our medal.
I have a question at the back here, Amy. And you guys looked not very excited when you first finished your program. I was just wondering if you could talk about your immediate reaction, and then, you know, when did you sort of realize you could start to celebrate? And then I wanted to ask the other two teams if they could just comment on the youth of Tanith and Ben, if they're surprised they can handle the pressure so young.
I think my initial calm after our program was obviously due to the stumble that I had in one of our required elements. And, you know, there was some hesitation of celebration. Obviously, we were still very proud of ourselves, but we would have rather had skated clean. So, but when you add it all together, regardless of what we finished, we were second overall, and it's a combined score of all events. So we're very happy that we were able to have a good original dance that helped us in achieving this placement. But once we saw the scores and realized we still had a shot at a medal, it's very exciting. However, regardless of medal or not, it still would have been a great competition for us.
I think we skated great. I mean, it was so fun just to be here at the Olympic Games and with a crowd like the one we've had for the last 2 weeks in practice. It's been packed. And, you know, regardless of the placement, we were happy with our whole Olympic experience. It's been wonderful.
Ruslan, any comment on competing against the kids over here, the youngsters? How do you feel about being on the podium with a young couple?
We saw this couple years, so they very fast start to progress up. They have, and we look at them at... we just want to say congratulations for them because they very fast come up for the medals, for the future, and I think that they have a very nice future after this season for the state to be on the world, on the next Olympic game. So we just want to say good wishes for you guys, and we hope that it's going to be state gold for the Olympic. Good luck.
Thank you.
Tatiana, would you like to comment on winning the gold medal tonight, and then also comment on your young competitors to this question?
Oh, I can't believe it yet. It's my dream from when I was a little girl. I always wish,
dream
to be Olympic champion. So it's coming, and I'm so happy. My mom and my daughter here and my sister, and I feel a lot of power from everybody. And I'm just very, very happy. So, and about this two couples sitting here, I'm so happy for Ukrainian, first of all, because I am from Ukraine. My mom still lives in Ukraine, and I'm from Dnipropetrovsk. I was born in Dnipropetrovsk. So, congratulations. And, of course, I'm so happy for this couple because, first of all, how you everybody know, they was it was so hard for them to compete here, because they have a problem with citizen. Like a human, you know, like a woman, like a mother, I'm so happy for Tanis, because you never know what's going on in 4 years. Like, everything can happen. So, and congratulations, they very talented couple, and how Ruslan says, they do very fast progress, and I'm sure they will be, in future, they will be top. So, and I wish you luck for years.
Thank you. Just had a question for Ben. I wonder if you could just talk about how the new system worked for you. Under the old system, 6 after the first day, you would have been pretty much out of contention. How does this system work for you better?
Well, it really, I think this competition highlights some of the strengths of the new system, where you can have rankings but still have people be very close. I think that coming into this competition, we knew that there were probably 7 or 8 teams that were all very good and could all have an equal chance at getting on the podium. So I think that the new system allows for some of that unpredictability and allows people to be closer in ability and still have the chance to make it.
I also just wanted to add that I think that this was the most exciting dance competition that I've ever been a part of, and I think that a lot of us have ever seen, and it's so incredibly wonderful to see the movement between compulsory to original to free dance, because it's unrealistic to think, like in the past, that each team has like equally strong compulsory, original, and free. Everyone has different strengths, so it's been really exciting for us. We're so glad to be a part of this generation of ice dancing.
Tanith, considering all that you guys went through and the citizenship issue just at Christmas time, what did it feel like to stand on the podium and see the U.S. flag rising?
I think the moment that we saw the flag rising was one that we hadn't allowed ourselves to even imagine, because we didn't want to create a dream that we couldn't obtain for reasons outside of our control. So it was definitely a new sight for us to see, and something that we don't even know how we're going to react to when it comes to us. And at this point, you know, we're still pretty calm because we really haven't let it all hit us. But I think that once we see our families, once we go to the Medal Plaza and really take part in the full Olympic experience and realize what we've accomplished, we'll be quite overwhelmed.
Yes. You said that the Olympic Games is your last, both of you, your last Olympics. Will you go to the World Championships?
We don't know sure right now about the world.
It's on.
Just keep talking. I already said with my coach.
Yes, it's a difficult question right now, because now we have a lot of emotion, so it's 50-50, difficult to say.
Because of your injury of your hand, how did it make it difficult for you to prepare mentally for this Olympic Games, and did it add to your emotion at the end of your performance tonight?
What do you mean injured after European?
Yes.
It wasn't big injury for me. I will start to skate as soon as I came home. We just put everything on these 3 weeks between European and Olympic, and I think European was good. A good experience for us that we was after a compulsory third. If it happens here, it was more stress for us. after Olympic we was ready for everything. So, after European we was ready for everything and nothing can.
Roman, now that you've joined us, would you like to make a comment on how you feel about being Olympic champion this evening?
I don't know. I can't say a lot, but I'm so happy, and, you know, I'm the happiest human in the world, I think, right now. But what else I can say? But I'm happy Olympic Games is over, and we got a gold, and it's like most exciting thing like in my life, whatever happened before. Like, I don't know. I'm happy.
Tatiana, this is for Roman and Tatiana. If Marina Klimova and Sergei Pomarenko had some influence on you, can you talk about them? They're probably the greatest ice dancers out of Russia ever. And if they, can you just talk about what they meant to you? Thank you.
Marina and Sergei, they're a very good couple, ice dancers couple, and I don't think every Russian couple has something like all of them was good, and we never. What was the question? What about Marina and Sergei?
It was what influence did, when you said you dreamed of being doing this since you were a little girl. Did they influence you? Did you want to be like them? Was there another Russian dancer that you wanted to be like?
I never want to be like somebody. I want to be myself. I just take something from each of. From some person, some skater, from ballet, ballroom dancer, wherever. I take best things and do my way. So I never want to be like somebody.
Because of the great lengths that Congress went through, senators went through, the president had to sign the bill, did you feel extra pressure to produce a medal to sort of repay that?
I think that all athletes here, but U.S. athletes in particular, being so involved in the media, have additional pressure to add to that medal count. We were discussing before we competed here that it's funny how it seems like there's so much attention on the podium that the people who come fourth and fifth are often overlooked, and that's such a phenomenal achievement, not only to get to the Olympic Games, but you know, then to perform well enough to be in the top 10. But we felt pressure mostly from ourselves, pressure to prove to ourselves that, you know, there was a reason and we were destined to be here. And, you know, we're happy with the way it turned out. I think that we didn't really have a storybook ending in mind, but this is pretty close.
My question is for Kenneth. I'm from the Atlanta paper, so I wanted to ask you about your parents, what you did today, if you had any reaction from them so far, and also what you thought about people in places like Atlanta who felt like they were adopting you as their own.
Well, of course, it's my dream not only to come to the Olympics and compete well, but to have my parents there and to be able to wear my mother's dress when we do our great Olympic performance. It's all part of the dream come true, but being able to have them here certainly helped me a lot. And clearly the security is very tight at the Olympic Games, so we're kind of kept at a distance from anyone outside of the village, but we've seen each other as much as we can, and I couldn't have done it without them. So I'm very, very happy that they could make the trip from Atlanta, and I think that they've adopted some of that southern hospitality because they seem to have become even sweeter since they moved there. So we're very, very happy that they're here with us.
Рабочая газета «Украина». Таня и Рома, блестящее выступление. Спасибо, с победой. Прокомментируйте, пожалуйста, если можно, достижения своих коллег, которые же ушли по третьему месту, дайте оценку. Это первый вопрос Лене и Руслану. И второй. Лена и Руслан сказали, что они долго шли к этой медали. Вы шли не меньше. Что для вас эта медаль? Спасибо.
Ну, конечно, для нас.
So this is Rabochaya Gazeta from Ukraine. excellent performance. Congratulations with this outstanding victory. And would you be so kind as to share your comments on the performance of the bronze medal winners, your colleagues? They just said before leaving that it was a very long and hard journey for them. How about you?
Unfortunately, we didn't see any skater today. Even after, Lilana and Ruslan, because they skated in front of us, so that's for sure we can't see them. And we didn't see even Tamis and the French couple, nobody. We're just sitting together in a corner, everybody just concentrate on and relax. And about this medal, it's of course it's everything, it's a dream of every skater who, I'm sure it's a dream of every skater who skates, any athlete. And it's coming true to us, and I'm so happy, so I don't know what to say. It's all my life I put on this, and I don't know what to say.
Честно говоря, я не знаю, что сказать, потому что в тот момент, когда они выступали, мы концентрировались, мы были сконцентрированы на своем катании, находились там в углу. В общем, думали только о своем катании. Трудно сказать, мы не можем сказать, как они откатались, не можем дать оценку. Что касается медали, то это мечта каждого спортсмена, каждого фигуриста. Я прямо не знаю даже, что сказать в этом отношении. Моя медаль – это вся моя жизнь, это достижение всей моей жизни. Поэтому трудно что-либо сказать дополнительно к этому.
Достижение первой половины моей жизни. First half of my life.
The achievement of the first half of my life.
Now it's different life coming.
Yeah, Benjamin, your partner's been an American citizen for less than 2 months. Does she strike you as an American girl, and if so, how?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think she's absolutely the perfect partner for me, and you know, she fits in just perfectly in the United States, and it's really made it clear to me that there's not a whole lot of difference between people. It doesn't really matter where you come from. I think that if you find the right person and you work well together, then that's the one that you have to go with. So, you know, she's been in the United States for 8 years now, and I think that she feels very at home, and it's more a formality than anything.
A question for Tatiana and Roman. Will you go to the World Championship?
Probably no. It's not 100%, but maybe 90% no.
Yes, this is for Tatiana and Roman. Coming into these games, it was thought the Russians might sweep the gold medals, all four of them. And right now you guys have three, with Arina Slutskaya being one of the favorites. Can you sort of talk about just how well the Russians have performed in figure skating and just sort of the legacy you guys are leaving?
No, I think about Arina Slutskaya, I think she's the best skater in the world, and I'm sure if she will do her job, she will win, and I wish her luck. And I think every Russian, like Tatsmanina, Marinin, and Plyushenko, they win not because they're Russian, because they're the best. So I hope we win also today because it was the best, not because we're just Russian.
Just following up on that, the Russian sweep, did you feel the pressure because there was so much expectation for the Russian sweep? Was that something which was playing in your mind before this competition?
Yes, we feel the pressure. Because before us, like, single skaters won the gold and pair skaters won the gold. And, of course, it was, like, a little bit harder for us. And we didn't have any chance, like, to make any mistake. But now it's more harder for Irina Slutskaya. But I wish her good luck.
Actually, this is for Tanith and Ben, and I have one little question about
Tatiana, that maybe I just don't have the background on. Are you the first woman who's had a child who's won a gold medal as a skater? And also, you talked about a wobble. Could you tell us where it was? I didn't see it.
Oh, well, then I'm not going to point it out. What wobble?
I didn't.
No, it was just a very small bobble and a twizzle. And when we saw the replay, you know, it wasn't intrusive in the flow of our program. So we're pleased with that. But those are the kind of things that happen. It's a competition.
Tatiana, are you the first to win a gold medal?
No, I think
Irina Rodnina.
Irina Rodnina and Katerina Gordeva. Also.
Yeah.
I'm third.
That's right. Probably first in ice dance might be. I'm not sure. Yeah, first in ice dance. I'm going to ask Tanith and Ben if they have a final comment, and then I'll ask Tatiana and Roman to make final comments as well.
Well, we just want to say how proud we are to share the podium with such inspiring competitors. And coming into the international scene as U.S. ice dancers, when we were just starting out, a lot of these skaters were breaking their way into the top as well, and they certainly helped motivate us to reach the point that we have. So we're very, very happy to be able to share the podium with them. And then also just thanks to everyone who helped us get here, because obviously there was a question of whether I'd even be here at all. So I hope that we've made everyone back home proud and made them feel like all their hard work was worth the effort. And just thank you very much.
I don't think I could say it any better than that. It's this has been an amazing experience for both of us, I believe. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the games, hopefully to take in even more of this experience. And I just want to also say thank you to everybody. You know, our coaches, our parents, our loved ones, and just all the extended family and our fans who made phone calls and wrote to their representatives. It's just been an amazing experience for both of us. Thank you.
Tatiana and Roman?
So I just want to say also thank you for everybody who support us, our fans, Russian, a lot of Russians was here today and yesterday, and we feel a lot of help from them. And of course, I want to say my coaches, my choreographer, my mom, my father, like everybody. And I just now my chapter, it's like a chapter of my book finished, and next chapter coming, and it's different life, and I don't know what to expect, but I have a baby, and I'm so happy today. Thanks God for everything what I got today.
Roman, any final comments?
Sure.
The last word.